91.5 WMFO and Phyllis Hyman and You Know How to Love Me, the extended remix version. That's how we do it here in the Time Tunnel. The song's 7 minutes long. We give you the whole 7 minutes. That's how we do it here. Every Friday night between 10 and 12. Hey, can I send a shout out to, also a shout out to Robert celebrating his 27th birthday here. They're doing a party over there on Gal Ave. I guess Gal Ave. That's what he said. So he said if anybody wants to drop by, they can drop by and get arrested with all the rest of his hoodlum friends. Happy birthday, man. 91.5. Oh, Humphrey Report coming up at 11:30. Humphrey Report. It's a good one. Stick around.
Your face all over the place.
We're online 24/7, 24/7
at WMFO.org.
You make me feel so good.
Good. Holy God, that's good.
91.5 WMFO in the Monster Dance Floor Closet. We're back in the day, the SOS Band, and Just Be Good to Me. Let's send a shout out to the BC football team tomorrow. They get ready to face one of the toughest games of the season. They get ready to go up against Notre Dame, which is going to be no joke tomorrow. So, hey, boys, do your thing. Hang in there and beat Notre Dame, all right? 91.5 to Town Center with Chase Cox, 11:16 on your Friday evening. Thanks for hanging out.
95 WMFO Medford.
You are in.
WMFO and another monster classic dance jam from back in the day. The System. And you are in my system, which brings us up to 11:31. Running a little bit late. The Humphrey Report. The Humphrey Report for this week. I had to clamp down on him, and he's grounded for the weekend. He turned a year old in June, so he's like a year and 3 months old now. And he started taking a couple of liberties, you know, around the house and stuff. He's not tightening up like he used to. In the beginning of the week, you know, I noticed that he wasn't coming downstairs when I came home because he would hear the garage door open, and then I'd close it so he wouldn't, you know, run out to the, you know, out to the yard or whatever. And then he'd be at the door waiting for me to come in. So like Monday, Tuesday, I noticed, you know, I opened the door, he's not there. So I'm like, you know, what's going on? So he'll come right down afterwards, you know, a couple of minutes, then he'll walk down and be like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, yeah, there you go, man. But I snuck in on Wednesday, so I didn't open the garage door. I came in through the back door, so I walked in the house. Sure enough, he's not downstairs, so I tiptoed upstairs. Sure enough, the bastard's lying on the bed. I don't mind if he lies on the bed, but I told him to leave my pillow alone. I got a special pillow because I have issues, so I have a special like firm pillow. So I said, leave this pillow alone. I said, this is my pillow. So I looked around the corner. Sure enough, he dragged my pillow to the middle of the bed, and he had his butt sitting on it, lying across it. I said, hey, man, what's the matter with you? And he woke up, he looked at me, he was like, oh, shh. I was like, yeah, that's right. I said, get out. Then, that wasn't, hold on, there's a little bit more, two more instances which really broke my back. So I had to pick up little Roscoe on Wednesday. And I thought I had to pick him up at 4:30. And he called me and said, no, Dad, I get out at 2:30. So when I left that morning, I said, all right, Humphrey, I'll be back around 5. I got to go get little Roscoe. And then, you know, we'll make some dinner, get something to eat. He was like, all right, cool. So I didn't call him because he told me he left his cell phone outside somewhere and he couldn't find it. Because I was trying to call him, but I didn't get in touch with him, I meant. So anyway, to tell him that we're coming home early. So all the way home, I'm thinking about, because I bought this boar's head roast beef. The boar's head, this thin slice, it was delicious. I brought a half a pound of it. I've been making sandwiches all week and eating. It was delicious. So anyway, I had, my mouth was watering, driving me and little Roscoe. I'm like, I can't wait to get home and have, you know, my roast beef sandwich and some cheese and stuff. And little Roscoe said, yeah, I'm going to get some too. I'm going to make my ham and cheese. I said, all right, cool. As soon as I walk in the door, right, I could hear the music, first of all. As soon as I pull in the driveway, I could hear the music blasting. The stereo was blasting. So I walk in the door. He didn't even hear us open the door. I walk in. He's making himself a roast beef and cheese sandwich. My three pieces, last three pieces of roast beef and cheese. Humphrey's making a sandwich. He's got the garlic out, mayonnaise, putting it on the bread, everything. And he turned around and he saw me coming in. He was like, oh. I was like, hey, man. He was like, oh, sorry, I already licked it. I licked the roast beef already. And I don't want it after he already licked it. So I was like, damn, man, go ahead. And then the straw that broke the camel's back was last night while watching the Red Sox game. Usually we'll sit around and watch the Red Sox game. Little Ross will go upstairs, do whatever he has to do. And me and Humphrey will sit down, you know, and watch the game. We'll have a couple beers, do a couple shots, whatever. So I had a long day. I worked all day yesterday, you know, getting on my hustle, my side hustle, my Uber stuff. So I was tired. So I just came, just, you know, lay down on the couch, and I was just, you know, I got the first round, a couple of beers. And he usually gets the next two rounds, the next couple of rounds, because he knows I worked. So he had the nerve to turn and ask me, you mind getting the next round? I said, what? He said, yeah, I was outside running around out back with Jeff. Jeff is a golden retriever that lives out back from us. He runs around with him there. He said, yeah, we run around all day. I'm a little bit tired myself. You mind getting the next round? That was it. I said, you know what, man? And then I brought all the stuff about the sandwich, about sleeping with his feet on his butt on my pillow and all that stuff. I said, man, you got to tighten it up here. This ain't right. And he just looked at me. He didn't say anything. So I took his car keys away. So he's grounded for the weekend. He can't take the car this weekend. So I'm pissed off at him. So that's the Humphrey Report for this Friday. A little dragged out, but I'm a little pissed off, and I wanted to get that out, right? Which brings us up to our Jazz Interlude. Our Jazz Interlude for this week is being brought to us by Gerald Albright. This is something brand new from him. He calls it Boom Boom on the Jazz Interlude on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Got a nerve asking me to get up and get him a beer. You believe that? 91.5 WMFO thus concludes our jazz interlude for this Friday night. My man Gerald O'Brien, didn't he close that one? Boom, boom. Which drops us into the last 30 minutes. We call it the Jam 30. Let's get it going.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Life and maybe eat some steak with my beans and rice, a place where my kids can play outside without living in fear of a drive-by. And even if I get away from them drive-by suckers, I still gotta worry about those brothers. I keep on searching and I keep on looking, but fools are the same from Watts to Brooklyn. I try to keep my faith in my people, but sometimes my people be acting like they evil. You don't understand about running with a gang, cause you don't gangbang. And you don't have to stand on the corner and slang, cause you got your own thing. You can't help me if you can't help yourself. You better make a layup. Then you die, still trying to get a piece of that apple pie. Every game ain't the same, cause the game still remained on the scene. Kinda strange, ain't a damn thing changed. If you don't work, then you don't need. And only damn brothers can ride with me. Hop, pop, pop, if I put me down the block. Stay sucker free and shake the buses off your job. You gotta have heart, son, if you wanna go. Watch this sweet chariot swing low. Ain't nobody crying, ain't nobody dying. Ain't nobody worrying, everybody's trying. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you wanna have something, you better stop fronting. Gonna do when the five roll by. You better be ready so you can ride.
In at this time. Once again, it's last call for alcohol.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Ticket, yeah, that's the ticket. Ticket, yeah, that's the ticket. Ticket, yeah, that's the ticket. Ticket, yeah, that's the ticket.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, one in five children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
All right, once again, I enjoyed bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p. and 12 midnight. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here between the hours of 10 p. and 12 midnight. So until next Friday night, dance like nobody's watching, work like you do not need the money, and love like you want to be loved, and everything you'll be all right. And I'm going to add a little something to this one on the end. Life is like a bed of roses. You just got to watch out for the pricks. So until next Friday night, see ya.
So say good night to the bad guy. Yeah.
See ya.
Anyway, that's our show for tonight. Good night, everybody.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
And now for my big finish.
All right, people, wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
When the la la hits your lyrics, just picture. And so hard that your hat can't fit you. Either I'm with you or against you. Format bent you. Back through that maze I sent you. Talking to the rap inventor. Nigga with the game type, fifth that flame right. Spell my name right. B I double G I E. Iced out, lights out. Me and Caesar Leo. Getting head for some chick, he know. See, it's all about the cheddar. Nobody do it better. Going back to Cali, strictly for the weather. Women and the weed, sticky green. No seeds, bitch, please. Papa ain't soft, dead up in the hood. Ain't no love lost, got me mixed up. You drunk them licks up. Mad cause I got my dick sucked. And my balls licked, all fit, the game is mine. I'ma spell my name one more time. Check it, it's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down slow. Recognize a real dawn when you see one. Sipping on booze in the house of blues. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali. If I got to choose the coast, I got to choose the east. I live out there, so don't go there. But that don't mean a nigga can't rest in the west. See some nice breasts in the west. Smoke some nice sets in the west. Y'all niggas is a mess, thinking I'm gonna stop. Give it L.A. props. All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee. Case closed, suitcase filled with clothes. Linens and things, I'll begin things. People start to flash. 818-213s, 313s. B.I.G. frequently floss holes at Roscoe's. If I want a squirter, take her to Fat Burger. Spend about a week on Venice Beach. Sipping Crisco with some freaks from Frisco. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali. Cali got gunplay, models on the runway. Scream Biggie, Biggie, give me one more chance. I'll be whipping on the freeway, the NYC way. On the celly, celly with my homeboy Lance. Pass hands from left to right. Only got 5 blunts left to light. I'm set tonight, better bitches at Versace store. Says he suck it till I ain't got no more. Only in LA, bust on bitches ballet. Rub it in their tummy, lick it, say it's yummy. Then fuck your man, what's your plan? Is it to rock the tri-state? Almost gold, 5G's a show date. Or do you wanna see about 7 digits? Fuck hoes exquisite. Cali, great place to visit. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali.
Good night, and thank you all for coming.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Roland was a warrior from the land of the midnight sun, with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7 they fought the Congo War, with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. For days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees. They killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Roland the Thompson gunner, Roland the Thompson gunner. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest, but of all the Thompson gunners, the best. So the CIA